Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. Today I want to reflect on Amos 5 and a message entitled Justice, Oceans of It. The global church has been shaken to its core by opportunities, challenges, and crises over the past few years, and it's still being shaken today. Scandal after scandal after scandal, defilement after defilement, abuse cover-up after cover-up, financial scandals, you get the picture. So much of the impurity that we all run the risk of falling into the traps of is being refined and shaken out of the church. And sad, difficult, and hard as that to process is, I'm pretty sure that it grieves God less to have these things exposed than it does for him to know that they were going on underground, so to speak, and yet often allegedly in his name. On top of this, we've had three long COVID years and church online, if at all, then navigating the challenges of identity in so many complex and difficult contexts. So much of the global church seems to be struggling to identify where it sits in a polarized, politically charged, and secular society. And then we have the challenge of churches competing for space, people, finances, influence, and ideology, rather than a unified global church that focuses on what its different branches have in common, as opposed to what differentiates and divides them. I've heard it said, and I think this may well be correct, that the big C church is being shaken, awakened, and challenged as we step closer to end times. So right now is a great time to sit back, take stock, and evaluate what God is saying to his church. My question for us today is, what are we as a global church learning from all this carnage? For starters, I hope that we're learning that big people and big personalities are not the solution. Actually, ego, big egos, and mega egos are one of the biggest causes of the problem. We need substance, character, depth, and real engagement with real God-led purpose. We need pastors and pulpits who emulate Jesus, not who emulate man. As Psalm 42:7 says, deep cries out to deep. In the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. So that deep space is the one which the church needs to reside in. Church sometimes talks of endeavoring to be relevant. During the pandemic, we saw two different church typologies show themselves. Some who expressly fought to stay in the building and keep up their usual ways and traditions. Some of them seem to be struggling to regain numbers, momentum, and engagement with their core communities or congregations, whilst others that actively left the building and sought out the lost, the broken, the destitute, the grieving, and the hungry, well, they seem to still be thriving and prospering. I guess that the heart behind their servant-like actions during the pandemic set them apart and made them still relevant and more dependable, or at least that's how it appears. A good question to ask at this juncture in history is, has the church done what the church was meant to do? Has the church been a good witness of Jesus to a questioning and confused world? Or has it buried the proverbial talent that was given to it? I love the pure, simple, and pretty undeniable encouragement that comes in Amos 5, 21-24 in the message. And it says, I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and conventions. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and goals. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take of your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me, do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. So what does this passage mean for us today? Well, firstly, I think it's a metaphor. I don't think it's speaking against gathering as a church or gathering as a wider church. We all hopefully agree that communal celebration and worship are wonderful gifts from God. And this passage doesn't speak against that. However, it talks about our focal points and deeply questions what the pinnacles of our church and faith expression are. It delves rather uncomfortably into the motivations and the purposes behind what we do as a church. Put simply, I think the scripture is speaking against all of the trappings of our faith unless three things are at the forefront of our faith expression. And those three things are clearly worship, justice, and fairness. Amos is clearly warning against religious meetings, conventions, conferences, buy big projects, fundraising schemes and the like, unless they're underpinned and motivated by pure worship, justice, and fairness. Jesus didn't die for a building. He died for justice, fairness, and equity. And in the greatest miracle of all, he took the justice that we deserve to bear ourselves. Restoring justice, fairness, equality, dignity, and hope is exactly what he died for. So friends, are we focused on Jesus and on what he would have done in such a time as this? Or are we focused on the trappings of our faith? That's a simple yet powerful question that this passage addresses. If we really are the church, and thus if we focus on being the church rather than doing church, then I believe that naturally we must be the church in action. And people of action don't typically revert to slogans, campaign, projects, or fundraising schemes. Rather, they play what's in front of them and pursue justice, oceans of it, and fairness, rivers of it. Amen.